In a couple weeks, all three of our boys will get on the school bus and go off somewhere, presumably school, for an entire day. And the next, and the next, and they will return to us some version of what they will become in the future. Every parent goes through something like this, but it's a double whammy for us. Our youngest boys are twins. Their older brother is only 2 years older than them. We've been in the center of an intensive, dull roar for just long enough to get used to it. Now we face the frightening prospect of a quiet house. I work from home half-time, and Christina runs a home-based business, so the lines between work and home are not lines so much as ingredients in a life soup that's been simmering for half a decade. Friends from our past call or visit, and we stare at them like living snapshots. Tell them we are fine, because we are, and that we have not seen any concerts or plays, but we keep meaning to. We hope to. We plan to. Maybe we will, but we haven't. We relate to other parents, but they live in town, and who has time for all that? There are so many glue sticks in the house now. 36, maybe more. They will be delivered to the school soon, because glue sticks are required. We've dressed up the pencil boxes, and the new kindergartners have their resting rugs ready to go. But are we ready? My grandparents have run a school bus business on the Iron Range for most of my life. There is thus no magic in the image of a school bus for me. They are large yellow bounce houses whose primary safety feature is being large, yellow, and capable of destroying anything they happen to run into. The drivers have special licenses and spend more time with children than some of the educators at school, all while turning left at rush hour. The good ones avoid the mailboxes and maybe only hit one or two dogs during a career. When I was a kid, I lived a long way from school, and today I still do. The bus was my bumpy study, my long, cold think. Today it is where I send my boys. These mustard-colored haulers carry away childhood, unloading into ships headed for the future. We knew this day was coming and hold no illusions about the passage of time. The bus sweeps across the land, making stops but never stopping. Listen for the engines. Another generation is on its way to school.